that the Lord Jesus Christ said that you will not say that again until you see him coming to his kingdom. Oh, I wish I could get rid of that. I wish I'd. You don't know what to expect. Then why do you do that? What are we doing? That's what you're doing. I'm looking at your faces. It don't seem like there's any kind of a contentment or joy in your face at all. Oh, I want to see him. See, how many times have I told you people that I come, see that? I get a load of, so full. I would love to speak unto you as unto spiritual. As I walked through the door, I said, oh, look at that car. Presumptuous. Do you know how many of you are presumptuous? Hallelujah. When you start expressing what you want to do, what you want to be, you're presumptuous. Self-willed. That's what a presumptuous person does. They start expressing their own will. How do you like that? I'm talking to you. How many times have I said to people, the reason why I react to people, because they come to me and they want to tell me what they believe God wants them to do. I don't like that. And I will not accept it. And you see, you're presumptuous. Hallelujah. Self-will. God bless you, baby city, because God knows how long I'll talk. And it doesn't even move you. That's the thing that bothers me. You're not presumptuous, are you? Huh? Amen. The will of man is playing a major part. You've been born again, but not by the will of man. Yeah. Not by your own will. Yeah. Oh, boy, I got it out. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Presumptuous, aren't you? Aren't you? Presumptuous. Self-willed. Not afraid to talk up to authority. Not afraid to tell the one who knows what he doesn't know.
Oh, my Lord.
Not afraid. No fear of God. See my response? And all I did was, I was laying on my bed just a few moments ago, and I was hoping to be here a little bit early, but my dear sister was troubled about her hair. And when I went to her, she says, I'm going to cut off my hair. Another one of those quick statements. Leave me alone. I cut off my hair. Now, she's not going to do that. See, now she doesn't bite me. She doesn't know that when she became a part of my life, that we became the focal point. Why the hell won't you folk knock it off? Presumptuous, aren't you? Aren't you? I'm talking to you. You think you're going to keep on getting by doing what you're doing? You really think you're going to keep on mocking God by walking in his presence? You fools! So slow to believe all. No, you want me to believe you, huh? I'm not going to do it. Having fun again? See, and what happens in this little congregation here is that there are some who are so tender. They really want to learn. But then you got to put up with your hard-headed old folk. Look, just look at your face. You're not receiving this. No, because you're presumptuous. Self-willed. And when you get done, if you don't repent before you walk out this door, you'll speak evil of this man that God has dignified again. Yeah, he will. It starts with thinking evil, speaking no evil. It comes from an evil heart, a wrong belief. The way I put that together without premeditation, you ought to stand in awe. Now, that's not even what I got up there, but I put a few. Everybody knows I don't have no right to talk to you like that. Everybody knows that, including me. Can't change, can you?
Bless you, Jesus.
So we come here to wait to worship God. What are we waiting for?
Change.
Huh?
Change.
And when I try to lead you in a change,
hallelujah,
you harden. You like yourself the way you is. That's iniquity.
Yes, Lord.
Lovers of their own self.
Amen.
And proud.
Jesus.
When she mentioned about cutting her hair, I just walked down. She got in the cart, and I quoted a scripture to her. What was it? Why, God said he'll beautify the meek, not your hair,
right,
not your dress. Yeah. He'll beautify you with the beauty of holiness.
Yeah.
My God, folks. Because I just will not be fooled by my iniquity or yours.
Amen. Thank you,
Father. Keep on, boy. Keep sitting back there like that, seeing so secure in your own iniquity. Oh, what is going to change? Well, what day is that going to be?
Hallelujah.
What day do you have? What day do you have?
Do
you have a positive tomorrow?
No.
Can you relive the yesterday?
No.
So what day do you have? And I never want to hear another word about that boy. She's never going to live over here. Never. 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 The only way we can get you into the kingdom is get you out of here. Death. Glory be to God. Take her away, Lord. No fear. She'll run her mouth. She's too old to change. So she got to die so she can be changed.
Amen.
Leper can't change its spots. Iniquity, boy. You're not going to. Your iniquity got a hold of you. You got too much to change. That's why we're here.
Amen.
We're waiting for a change. A change. Oh, I get so sick of that. I want you all to stand, please. And I want you to show all you folk around here about Hosanna! Blessed
be the rock.
Come on! Maybe you see it. We sang it once. We just don't believe God's word. For For years and years, I would talk to you about the few that I have. How it go all over the country, all over the world. Went to India, with anticipation I was going to have a big crowd. Now, nobody remembers to tell me about that, did I? What did I tell you about it? Our good friend David Terrell had his own private plane. He's out. They soon forget everything. Forget?
Forget not. Hallelujah. Let's not forget the Lord thy God.
Hey.
Forget not him.
Hey. The one scripture.
Those things.
No.
Lord, oh my soul.
And forgets, looks into the perfect law of liberty. Come on! Wise guys, quote it for me. And then forgets what manner of man. Hey? See, I forgot? Quote it now. Somebody quote it. Quote it, Jackie. Quote it. Are you going to quote it and sit there and just mumble it and go,
if any man be a hearer,
if any man be a hearer,
hallelujah,
of the word
hallelujah,
and not a doer of the word, he is what?
He is like a man.
He is like a man who beholds his natural face,
hallelujah,
his natural man,
hallelujah,
carnal man,
hallelujah,
in a glass.
In a glass.
Hallelujah.
For he beholdeth himself.
For he beholdeth himself.
Yes, Lord.
Now, you know what you're doing right now? See, if I told you that I did that before I came up here.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
I lay in my bed, I look at my scene, and I lay there, and I search myself. Well, how would you like to be a prophet in an age of false prophets? And you say you're a prophet. Who's going to believe that?
Amen.
How would you like to say you're a Christian in an age of false Christians? How would you like to give your testimony with so many false testimonies? And somehow you've got to have faith. You got it now? Will somebody please listen to the word of the Lord?
Of the Lord, hallelujah.
For he beholdeth himself.
For he beholdeth himself.
Glory.
And goeth his way.
Don't tell me you look in that book and it doesn't show you.
Self.
How about the sin of presumption? Are you going to try to tell me you folk haven't been guilty of presumptuous sin? You're not going to leave this congregation or this people until I'm taken out of the way. And then you won't be needed. Hate me? Despise me? You're not going to leave this people. You're not going to have the authority over them. The door's open. You're not responsible for my soul.
No.
I'm responsible for yours.
Hallelujah.
See, you obey them to have the rule over you.
Hallelujah.
Who got the rule over me?
God.
Say it!
God. God. Almighty God.
That saith the Lord, said Alan one day. And what he said actually came to pass.
Right.
I did not take issue by what he told me. I took issue by, he said, thus saith the Lord. I said, when did the word of God leave your mouth? Or my mouth and go into yours.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, God. Amen. Oh, Jesus.
I'm the one that God very indelibly spoke and said, I put my word.
Hallelujah.
You hear it?
Amen.
You hear it?
I hear it.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
One voice.
When's it going to go out of my mouth and go into yours?
Hallelujah.
One voice.
Well?
Hallelujah.
Well?
Oh, God.
Well? Presumptuous are they? Yes, their will move on that community and we'll do it the way we want to do. Here we are again. Boy, if I get through this day, reproving, exhorting with all long suffering, for the time has come when men do not endure sound doctrine.
Amen.
I hear the sound of rushing wind.
Amen.
I hear the sound. I hear the sound of the coming of the Lord. I hear the trumpet blowing. My God, look at it. Your face is getting even distorted when you shout. God, I got so much. That's why I laid down in my bed for a phone. I always said, God, help me. I really don't want to have to go up there and yell at these folk like this. And they got to be sharp with it. Rebuke them sharply. Cut them deeply. Pierce them right to the heart. Cut off that flesh.
Hallelujah.
Circumcise them.
Yes,
let the blood flow.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Glory.
Get you water.
Glory. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Because you're looking the way you're looking at me. There, they sit right close to me.
Okay.
Nobody wants to hear anybody say, go to hell. But God's getting ready to say to the whole world, go to hell. And you better not be in the world, or out the world, or think like the world, or live like the world, or you're going to go to hell. And Noah, be warned of God. Now that's the last thing God had me. Finally, I laid my head on the bed, and she was in there trying to solve her hair problem. And now, again, see, that God knows I mean her no hurt. She came in and sat down. I'm looking at the news. And it's astonishing. If you think that God's going to save this world gone. It's gone. The only salvation you're going to be is get out of the world. What about you? You're in the world. Yeah, I'm in the world, but I'm not out of the world. And look at that. Look at that. Look at the way you all think. Somebody made comment about you because they think I keep patronizing you. My good little old friend up there, Jordan, he's now asking for a blanket. They're supposed to have given some years ago, supposed to keep you warm. He wants half his money back. Go to hell, Jordan!
Yeah.
Oh, I want to help a man put out a whole lot of pampas talking about Jesus. Yuck! Over pink. Oh, I'm protesting abortion. He was sitting right back there when he told me that. And I let him have it right away.
Amen.
We don't protest nothing of this world. It's God's doings, and we're just not of it. And protesting is of the world. We don't protest. We're not Protestants. We're not protesters. His will. preparation. And I laid on my bed, because I got a whole bunch of stuff here. Hardly ever get through to it. When I start talking, that one kicks, or that eye goes the other way. Then. That rebellious spirit shows up.
Bless you, Lord.
I said, these people don't think I do. I examine myself. False prophets shall come and shall deceive many. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by whom the way of truth. Is that what I'm doing, Lord? My God. False prophets go to hell.
Amen.
False prophets go out into the world for strength.
That's
and not a one respond to that.
Amen.
You sit right there, and I'm actually quoting the book to you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to
God. The false prophet, the Pope. Where did he go?
Out
to the world.
Right.
He don't fool God's people.
Oh.
Hey, Peter, pray. Folk, you arrogant, you proud, presumptuous are you, aren't you? And still can't get no repentance out of you. See, repentance is a spirit.
Yes, amen.
The Spirit of God is a spirit of repentance. And a repentant God. What? Why do you repent, God? Well, he said, I'm not a man. But I came as a man. And because I came as a man, I got to think this morning, I wonder what Satan looked like in the garden. He was a man. He's a beautiful man.
Yes.
Caught the eye of Eve. God presented himself as a man, and Satan says, I'll do the same thing. Who do you think Adam was? He was a man. Made in God's own likeness.
Yes.
God, why the hell did y'all shake that damn spirit you got on you? You think sitting there with your eyes going, you, I can tell you don't get this inside of you.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hard hearts, hard heads,
Lord.
Hardened people.
Lord.
For he beholdeth himself.
Look in that book and see if you're not there. Have I not told you you're in the book?
Yes.
A generation. If Noah.
Daniel.
Or Daniel.
Or Job.
Or Job.
Be in it.
Be in it.
They would but save.
They would but save themselves. Well. Okay, I've been to Noah.
Yes.
I've been to the operation of Daniel.
Yes.
And now we're dealing with Job.
Amen.
And how did Job's life end? He abhorred himself. Ah, you don't abhor yourself. You love yourself.
That's right.
Hey, Richard, how many more times are you going to check me out to find out what I tell about is true? Hey, Richard! Why, he even found Christ's Rescue Mission, the first place I preached in. He found a picture of Reverend Ruth Newby. Ruby, yeah. They still got up there. Mm-hmm. Christ's Rescue Mission. I went to preach because the church wouldn't let me. Oh, damn this house. God damn this rebellious house. God damn them, God. And do it before judgment. Damn them now so they get ready to be in judgment where they won't be damned.
Glory, glory, glory.
What do you think judgment's all about? What do you think judgment's all about?
For mercy.
Let's go back to my scripture on judgment. 91st Psalm, is it? You are something else. You really are. You are so difficult to deal with. I said, your face is all gone. honor with their lips.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
But their heart.
Oh, God.
That's it.
Honor with their lips.
Oh, God.
But their heart.
Oh, God.
Honor is not enough.
Oh, God.
There's got to be a double.
Jesus.
Honor.
Amen.
Oh, God.
A double honor.
Oh, God.
It's in the book.
Yes, Lord.
A double honor.
Yes, God.
First honor me in the flesh as a man of God.
Jesus.
Then honor me in the spirit. With the honor that God gave me. You just don't even know what I'm talking about, do you? See, the Bible said honor all men. See how much I honor Mr. Trump? I honor the guy.
Sure. Amen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. See, I honor you. I say, even your rebellion, I refer to you.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you,
our Father. Hosanna!
Oh, bless you.
Blessed
be the rock. Oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna! Blessed be the rock. Oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation.
Now lift up holy hands.
Hallelujah!
Without wrath or doubting. My bed, he brought that scripture to me. He does so much. I said, boy, God, if I could just find a way to convey these spiritual revelations that you took that old word, instead of bringing me death, it brings me life. My words are spirit, and they are life. Keep on hardening your heart, stiffening your neck. Do I have to go with the rest of that, Lord? Can I just block that out? I've seen it. I've seen it done. I've seen men sit on this chair. I've seen it done. I've seen one sit over there. One over there. I've seen it done. I've witnessed it. Everybody knows it. They should still be here and I should be gone. Everybody knows that. So I stand amazed in the presence. He's here. You focus something else. I'd rather have you do that in the spirit than in the flesh. Because a lot of that's just a show. No, I don't want to say that because he means well. Show me your faith.
Hallelujah.
Without your works.
Hallelujah.
You can't do it.
No.
But I don't need the works of the flesh.
Amen.
That's not faith.
No.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long suffering, patience. Come on, come on, come on. What?
Truth.
My God, you folks don't have that lodged in your heart.
Gentleness, patience, temperance, unto temperance, brotherly kindness.
Oh boy, brotherly kindness.
Of
course, that don't include sisters, does it?
Yes.
Boy, are you so comfortable in your own deceit? And I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train, his glory, his magnitude, his majesty, majesty. Choir to me. Well, my flesh is ever been crucified. Amen. Just put it to death.
Amen.
Well, I don't feel good. Kill it.
Amen.
Let your faith take over and defeat your feelings. You don't understand that? You think I feel good about you, your flesh or mine? Come on, people, when are you going to wake up? Sleep on. Keep on, week after week, hour after hour. Keep on. I constantly... What's the sense? They're not going to understand me, God. I've never seen so much time being promoted on the YouTube concerning the prophecies of the coming of Christ and worship. And they sing such beautiful songs, some beautiful little groups of people. And the women are all dressed like men. Even the little girl they got singing that paint her lips. I said, my God, what's going on with these people?
Yes, Lord.
Singing such beautiful songs. Women wearing their pants. Now I gotta watch so we don't. But my God, God said it's an abomination.
Yes, Lord.
For a woman to dress in men's apparel. And so it is with men dressing. Now you're not going to be saved whether you do one or the other, but that's to teach you what sin is. The law, by the law came to, and then grace and truth came to you sinners. He shouldn't have to look too far today to find a sinner. They're everywhere. Yeah, he got some little girls that sing so beautiful. He got some lip painted. Red. Get out! You ain't enough. You got enough courage to talk like that, are you? But you got enough courage to talk against me, don't you? Aren't you brave? Not afraid to speak evil. That ain't God. God wouldn't do that. Noah being warned of God.
Yes.
If Noah or Job or Daniel being it. Now Moses, Noah was fortunate to save his own household.
Yes.
Noah did it.
Yes.
Because he did what God told him to do. Why the hell won't you folk come on down? Your eyes are glassed over. Your spirit of understanding is so darkened.
Hallelujah.
You like me when I say that, huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
Our poor brother Brethren. Because that was God's doing.
Yes.
God had to get him out of the way.
Yes.
So the last prophet could come.
Yes.
Sure. Amen.
And God's got to get some of you folk out of the way. Because you're not going to be the last prophet. Now you can be the last will and testimony. Because he's going to turn to you for a testimony. I'm turning to you right now for a testimony. Turn to you right now. You don't even know what I mean, do you? We just don't understand the way God does things. Why in the world you let your son die on the cross? Couldn't you find another way? His son tried that. His own son tried that. Stop it. What do you think he was doing?
Amen.
In the days of his flesh.
Strong pride and fear.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Jesus.
Cry out, Sister Burgess.
Lord, save me. Save me.
I've asked a question to you many times. What was it that Noah did?
Oh, Jesus.
He moved with fear.
Yes. That's right, amen.
He built an ark that was big enough for him.
Oh, Jesus.
What are we putting all these rooms in here for?
That's right.
What are all these little stalls for?
Jesus.
You fools, you damn fools! Oh, you think you're so smart. Can you perceive that? What do you build this community for? What are all these houses here for? Why'd you put this tabernacle up? God gave you the money?
Bless you, Lord.
Will you get off the ground? If you don't stop this, willingly ignorant. For this they are willingly ignorant. It's the word. And the word of the Lord came unto me. Go by that farm.
Yes.
And the word of the Lord said unto thee, build this tabernacle.
Yes.
And the word of the Lord came unto thee.
Hallelujah.
Remember the day, Timothy, we found about all the little schoolhouses? And they gave them to us.
Hallelujah.
$50, weren't they?
Yes.
How long did we wait to get them? Right away we went and got them. Some of the finest buildings. Each one made into a nice little apartment. Uh-huh. And if I'd have moved you in there, you'd have fussed like hell. Yeah, you would have. Because they don't have enough room for your stuff.
Oh, the word. Hallelujah. The word. Oh, yes.
Huh? See, and you won't relate to this. When you get to heaven and God puts you in a place, it's not going to be any room for your stuff.
All right.
It's going to be completely furnished. There ain't going to be room for your stuff.
No.
You got to all be right here on the road. God's going to burn it all up. And the earth and all that, there it is. That's your problem. You don't believe in the rapture. Because every day you can be raptured.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
And in the rapture you're going to be changed.
Amen.
Oh, we shall be changed when? Today.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
Right now. If you got some fear on you.
Yes.
What do you think I'm talking about when I say arrogant? That's what you show or forward. What does that mean? He that shows himself
forward.
This is what God said.
Amen.
And he sent me down here to judge your look, to judge your action.
Yes.
That's why I disturbed that phone call the other night. Had your name on it. and I didn't recognize your last name. And the very next morning, I begin to check. Is she still here?
Oh, Jesus.
Hey? Yes. Don't look at her. Look, keep looking at me. I'm okay. I'm the best looking man you ever saw. Yes. And the thing one time, you just railed at me.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
There'll be a change in your face when it's really sorrowful. There won't be no arrogant look. There won't be no hardness. Some of you folk have hardened so much that about the only way you will get softened up is somebody just pound you and pound you. You know, like a tough steak, tenderize it. Wish I knew what to get you all to be tender-hearted. Yeah, pound and pound it. So we can feed it to the master. So he put it on the grill and it won't fight. Boy, you folks don't know nothing, do you? Hardness of heart, unrepentant. The Bible says impenitent. Impenitent. No repentance from within. Always a show from without, but not from within. He's put on a good show, don't he? And no being warned of God. Can you picture that in the most wicked generation? I heard a guy say the other night that those people in those days had sex with angels. They did not. Angels don't have no sex organs. So those fallen angels went into man. I'm not even getting the approval from you folk again. Oh, you know, Satan enters into you.
Amen.
Yes. And when he's cast out, he goes about. He comes right back and says, they're not filled up. Amen. They're empty. Right. I'll just go back in there. I ain't going to do that by myself, though. Not a one! Not a one, I hear you! Not a one! I'm looking right here! I'm looking at this wall, God! Oh! Not a one. Surely I can find one here. What about you? Go ahead, do that again. Go ahead, fool. I don't see how he gets by. Nobody gets by. Nobody. I've been sorely chastised and could be chastised for this if I don't do it right. Touch not my anointed. That's you. You're God's anointed.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch me, Jesus.
Amen.
You're anointed.
Amen.
You've been chosen to be touched by Jesus.
Amen.
My God. Lord.
I want you to touch me.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Touch me.
I'm a good leader.
Yes.
You can follow me. Lord, I want you to touch me. Touch me with thy holy love. Lord, come on down and touch me. come down from heaven. Touch me within. Oh, 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 Lord, I want you to touch me. Because one touch, just one touch, will cleanse me from sin. My God, hear my cry, Lord. Hear my call. Hold my hand. If you don't, I'm going to fall. You got to quit using your lack of understanding because you have a spirit of understanding. So use that. I don't understand. Why not? Why don't you understand? He understands. And because he understands, he cares. Yes. You want to understand? You'll care. Yes. You'll care. Yes. Care for the churches. Yes. Care for you. Care for my soul. Yes. Care for his. Yes. Care. Oh, yes. Yes. I know. His heart. God, they won't do it, God. They won't do it. They just willingly refuse to hide these words in their heart. These songs of praise and worship and confession. So you don't sin against God. What is a sin against God? Unbelief! The sin that does so. Look how besetting you. You start on the right now, you've been set. You're wrong, prophet. I'm on the air. Go right through there. Come up here. Stand right here in my presence. Tell them your name. Tell them your name. Give them your phone number so they can call you so you can have a little conversation. I know you. You know I know you? Because I know him.
Yes.
And he knows you.
Yes.
And boy, even though he knows you,
hallelujah,
he draws you to himself.
Hallelujah.
He came to seek and to save sinners.
Hallelujah.
And when he found him, he drew him to himself.
Hallelujah.
My God, I just don't know how you guys can sit still. You look like that so long with our heads, our actions, our mannerism. Gino, come here. Brother, come here. He looks at me and says, "You who, me?" Boy, what I put up with you for all these years. Such a good brother. Mm-hmm. That's a good brother. Keevan, you are lying. Keevan, you in Christ. Keevan, are you lined up?
Hallelujah.
Getting you ready to go up? Keevan.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Now, you walk. Look at Johnny Covert. He can't do it. Come on back this way, boy. Why do you walk like that? You walk right there all your life.
Yes, sir.
Because of trouble in your back. And
yes, sir.
Trouble in your heart.
Oh, my.
Trouble in your head.
Yeah,
that head controls that walk.
Yes.
Now, let me try something here. Now, I want you to walk straight up.
Yes.
Put your shoulders back.
Yes.
Come on, come on. Yes. Give it a whirl.
Yes. All right.
Look at that. You keep doing that, you're going to walk straight after a while.
Hallelujah.
Hold your head up.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You didn't think you could do that, did you?
I didn't know.
Well, look, you just did it. Hold it. Kevin. Kevin. How about this one? Oh, yes, I'm running. Oh. Now, you told me.
Yes.
You told me.
Oh, yes, I did.
It came out of your big mouth.
I sure did.
You get off the bus.
Yes.
And you run to your house.
I sure did.
Are you telling me the truth?
I'm telling.
How did you run? And they to wait upon the Lord. They'll renew their strength. What, by running? You renew your strength by running? Don't you know running's good for you? Oh, yes, I'm running. Try to make 100. 99 and a half won't do. Somebody! 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 You call that running? That's jogging, boy. That ain't running. So I'll run with all my might. And I'll keep my armor right.
Praise the Lord.
Breathe on them, Lord. Breathe on them. Let the breath of God.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Praise God. Oh God. Noah being warned. Not by his wife. Not by his children. Not by his brothers. Not by his friends. And he came out of the pub one night. You know what a man heard my name mentioned? First he heard it from her. And then he goes to the pub and he mentions my name. I'm only going by what you told me. Yeah, he mentioned my name because he's talking about his wife. He's telling an old pub fella his wife was over here with me. Or had been.
No, she was here.
Or she was still here. And you were missing her.
Yes,
Father. Yeah. So you got a little goo-goo inside of you, and your mouth ran. and you mentioned my name because of your wife.
That's right.
And the guy in the pub says, he knew about me. They knew about me in the pub. Hell knows about me. Hell knows.
That's right.
Just mention my name. Just mention his name. See, I come in his name.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We have
victory. In the name of Jesus.
He's flooding the world with the news of the coming of Jesus from a bunch of false prophets. So the name boys, oh, God told me what's going to happen in the next 20 years. I'm tempted to go, I said, wait a minute. No. No. And see, not a one of you can sit. Let's hear what he's going to say about it now. I keep trying to share about Jack, because Jack has got a lot of plans. But those plans that he got ain't going to work. But he keeps talking about how close it is. That's why he talked about wanting to help y'all learn how to sing. Now, if you don't think he does, I'll pull out my phone and give you a long list of what he got planned. And she got some songs all written out. Every one of them we sang over and over again. Every one of them. Yeah. I said, you were going to show us how to sing Hosanna, huh? Come on. Oh, him? Oh. Look now, look at him, look at him. That woman you gave me. Ain't nobody going to take charge of this place. Until I'm taken out of the way. And then we'll all be under charge. But I don't believe that. And then we're going to sing Hosanna. So we're going to keep on practicing. Hosanna! The same people that cried, Hosanna, 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 blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Just a few days later, they said, away with him, away with him, away with the same people. Where do you think those high priests got their backing? From the people. They were pleasing the people. What did Pilate do? He wanted to please the Jews. Oh, pray for the peace of Jerusalem because they want to please the Jews. There is no peace to Jerusalem. It's a wicked people. The Jews? Yeah, the Jews. The Jews, the Gentiles. That's why we preach the gospel to the Jew first, then to the Gentile, because they're all wicked. Among my people there are wicked. Not here. Nah. No wickedness here. No. Well, if you do like the Bible tells you, my people is my people. The holy people. They will humble themselves. And they will pray. They will find out that there are wicked ways. And because somebody tells you what's wicked, your way is wicked. Because it's the way that seems so right, but it's wicked. You want to replace God's righteousness with your own. How do you like that one? That's a jewel. Now, I don't believe you would go to hell for cutting your hair. But I don't believe it would please God. He understands. Yeah, he does. She struggled with her hair because it's long and she spends more time fixing her hair than anything. How do you know? She lives with me. How do I know about you? I live with you. How did Jesus know about us? He came to live with us. He lived with us. And he walks
with me and he talks with me and he tells me.
Fear of God. Not the fear of men. Fear of God. Not the fear of his wife or of his children. Fear of God. You think for 100 years his boys, who hadn't yet had a wife when he started. Hey, Pop, look at the nice young woman I brought home. That is out alone. Hey, Caleb! Should have left that woman alone. Daddy's good. It's going to cause you and her both heartaches. Mom and Daddy heartaches. Hey, Caleb, are you listening? You want to go to some other church, huh? Disrespect God, the man of God, your father, your mother. and even your own self. You lose, lost all self-respect. You don't understand what's happening with you, Robert? You're losing all self-respect. That's terrible when somebody's loving their own self and they lose respect for their self, because self will tell you. It will tell you. But when you're loving your own self, then you get proud. Then you show them to sit way in the back. Sit out here. Or sit out in the cart. Sit out here. Then you walk in. Out here. What are you here for? If you don't hear him,
hallelujah. Glory to God.
You won't hear him when he says, come up hither. God, come on, you opinionated people. Come on. Sometimes, like I was talking earlier, I said, it's amazing how God has sustained me. Now let's put it to the test. I was thrown a $40-some-thousand bill on credit. I don't buy on credit. We use credit cards, but we always pay them. So we're never in debt. This one got me. Because when I got this credit debt, that all you big shots who couldn't do what I told you to do, because you had to buy this and buy that and buy this and buy that, and you don't want to get the fact, you're not going to be able to keep on buying out there without taking the mark, without identifying with the world system. See how quiet they get? You won't be able to sell your place. Or sell your car. Or drive your car. Or buy gas. We don't believe this, do we? God, what's wrong with this generation? Hey, murmur. What do you do? Bring us out here to die? No! I brought you out here to live! Well, I do all these fine things, it doesn't please you. That's right. Stop doing stuff to please me. Oh, you're all good workers. Here we are. Know of the wind of God. A generation that know of the in it, he will but save himself.
Lord.
Why? I've been wind of God. One thing that can't work around here is iniquity, mine or yours. But the mystery of iniquity already work. And who lets it? Only he who now lets will let. We let God have his way, or we let iniquity have his way. Search.
Oh God.
Hold it. You just don't say it right. You sing words. Because when God starts searching you, just the rows, you have to sit me, watch me sit there in utter despair. I'm sitting there watching all this damn news, seeing all these fine singers. Oh, man. Hear all these women prophets. Oh, God's telling them this and God's telling them that. And the subjects they're on are very good. So much that it catches my attention. People talk about the mark of the beast. I'm interested in that. Talk about the two witnesses. I'm interested in that. Do they have something I don't have? Has God revealed something to them? They reveal it to me, that you reveal something to them, Lord. I try to tell you about Jackie and his wife, because they're dreamers. You like Joseph? Amen. Joseph was a dreamer. Yeah. And when he got in prison, he got some dreams. So he told the dreams, interpreted dreams. The one guy betrayed him, the other guy honored him. Yeah, you see, you don't know the story, so you sit there. Yeah, when the old butler got back in the king's house,
amen,
and the king was in trouble, he said, "King, I know a man who can interpret dreams."
Right.
How do you know? He interpreted mine. He told me I was going to get back up here and reinstate it. And here I am. Why the hell would you? You mark it down, you damn fool, and go home and read about that. Go and read it. Go and read it. The baker and the butler. The baker said, you ain't going to bake no more cake. But you butler, you're going to do some more button. And the old king was hollering for somebody to interpret a dream. He said, I know somebody, king. But he's in prison. But, boy, nothing moves you people. What sham worship. What put on of the flesh. I know. Leper can't change its spots. So then what has to change? You got to stop being a leper. Yeah, I'm just being a woman. Well, then don't be one. Don't be like women. Don't be like men. Quit you like men. So you women trying to be like men? Don't try that. You men trying to be, quit you. It's right there in the book. It's right there in direct instruction. Quit you like men.
Be strong.
Now I gotta wait. Okay? Who am I waiting on? You can speak louder than that. Now be strong in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the power of His might.
Hallelujah.
In the strength of His word.
Yes.
In the hope of His spirit.
Yes.
Be strong in the Lord. In the power of His might.
Yes.
How do you do that? Well, you put on the whole armor of God.
Yes.
The first thing you do is you protect that brain.
Yes.
Get that helmet on.
Yes.
That helmet of salvation.
Yes.
So all the fiery darts will penetrate. Somebody! 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 Oh, God. You're so afraid to show any kind of real excitement, aren't you? So nonchalant. No fervency. You can't serve God unless you're fervent. Red hot. The word fervency means boiling over. My cup is full. It's boiling over. Since the Lord saved me, I'm as happy. You know what I think I'll do? I'll make myself happy. Hey, come on, thank you. Hey, what thank you? What do you think? Brother pastor, make yourself happy.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Glory.
How worthy is that? Oh, bless your name.
Now you can shout now, Terry.
Praise the Lord!
Now you can dance. They gave him some nice braces. I've been holding you up for a long time. Now you can. Oh boy. He that sits on the circle of the earth, he's laughing at our puny efforts. So I sing with all my might. So I sing with all my might. One there who did not have the wedding garment on.
Hallelujah.
Which is the righteousness of the saints, which really is his righteousness. Because your righteousness is filthy. Look. Oh yeah, it's all pretty enough, huh? And judgment is turned away backwards. And justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street. And equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth. And he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it. And because I departed from the evil ways that I was taught. I was telling sister about the Little Christ Rescue Mission, where I first preached. Because I was just a little old snot-nosed kid, and the big churches wouldn't let me in. And some of you won't let me into your heart. No, he keeps shutting me out. Can you imagine? This is the voice. As the newspaper said, the voice of God, when they standing right outside that thing. Teresa got upset with that. That man said, there's where the voice of God dwells. Hey, how about you? You want to try it? Boy, you said that with tongue in cheek, didn't you? Didn't you? My sheep? And a stranger? So when you go astray, what stranger are you following?
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Well, who in the world do you think you are? Well, for over 10, 20 years, God gave me faith to say this is the voice.
Voice. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Voice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Thank you.
He's trying to give you voice to say, we are the church.
We are the church.
Amen. We are the remnant. Not excitable, huh?
Amen. We are the church.
You may look for me, for I'll be there.
I'll be there. I'll be there. You may look for me, I'll be there.
I'm going to be beautiful. He beautifies the meek.
Yes.
With salvation!
Yes.
And salvation is salvation with fear and trembling.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I went and found that one that, because it's so, it's so. As I watched the news and watched, everybody waited for me to tell them who the Antichrist is. And now they got to the point where a lot of folks don't even believe it's a man. They just believe it's a spirit. And it is. It is. It's a spirit. That's why they can't find God, because God's a spirit. You're not going to find God in the spirit of your own heart. In the spirit of this world. They won't budge. I say that so clear. And I was talking right to this house. Looking right square in the face, and they'll go, a generation that if Noah be in it, or Daniel, or Job. Now you know that we are in the period of Job.
Amen. Amen.
Seems like God forsook us.
Yes.
When's the last time he answered one of your prayers? Where is your God?
Amen.
Because if you don't pray according to his will,
that's right,
he's not going to hear you.
Amen.
He's just not going to do it. Joel wants to complain. Have you wanted to complain lately? Do you? Well, do you or don't you? I don't understand. That's not a complaint. You have the Holy Spirit. That's the spirit of understanding. I don't understand why God does it like this, but I know God's doing it. Jesus was the example. Stop it. He did it in the garden. Call it again for me, boy.
Who in the days of his flesh.
Who in the days of his flesh.
With supplication. With strong cries and tears.
Oh, yes.
God damn this house.
Yes.
They sit there and harden themselves up. Sitting there. Yes. He's our example.
Yes, amen.
With supplications and strong cryings and tears unto him that was able to save
him. He's talking to his Father God.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
Father.
Glory.
Father.
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 Let this cup down from me. You give me a bitter cup to drink. You put me in flesh.
Yes.
Amen.
We got to get in the spirit. This can't be done in the flesh. He became flesh and blood, who all their lifetime were subject, because they're in flesh and blood, to bondage through the fear of death. He was fearing death. My God, why won't somebody? Come on, Gino, find what he said to his apostles on his way to Jerusalem. Find out what he said. Look at you damn folks. Just what I said to you. Three times. Three times. It starts with, and he set his face.
Hallelujah.
I tried my best, but my best is just not good enough.
Glory.
No matter what I do.
Yes,
I hold myself to act like a fool.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm a fool.
Oh, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Glory.
Not many going to be saved.
Hallelujah.
He set his face toward Jerusalem, and the next line said, and as he was in the way.
Glory.
Not, don't read it like that, does it?
It came to pass. The time has come that he should be received up.
Hallelujah.
He steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem.
You get it? Came to pass. That's the time that he's supposed to offer up a more excellent sacrifice himself. Wow. Wow. They just don't. Himself. 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 He walked on water. He raised the dead. He opened the blind eyes. Can I quit?
Glory.
I'm not making there's too much opinions. That ain't God. God wouldn't do this. God wouldn't act like that.
Glory. Glory. Jesus.
Do you want to search the minds here?
Hallelujah.
Hey, brother, I make a fool out of you, don't I? Make you come in and hang a bunch of pictures on a wall. Or move
them.
Too high, too low. To you don't understand. I'll let him stand next to Rose. Her next to him. Huh?
Okay.
And I'll go to my room, shut my door. Trust them both.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I can't trust their flesh.
Oh, Jesus.
But I trust their spirit.
Oh, Jesus.
I done played with you folk all morning. Get the hell out.
Oh, Jesus.
Keep Mockley, and you're going.
Amen.
I'm telling you. This generation mocks God, they're going to hell.
Amen.
So you save yourself from it.
Amen.
No, Jesus was not born of fornication.
No.
He had a very good mother. And the most exemplary part of that story was Joseph. Joseph, I'm pregnant. Oh my God. What am I going to do? We're supposed to be married. Everybody knows we're engaged. But you and I know we didn't engage that way. Here I am talking again about that filthy thing called sex. Well, they overcome the Holy Ghost, didn't have sex with her, but he made love to her, and he put his seed in her. He entered right in, and she knew it. Oh, wow! Come on, Jesus. Come on, Lord. Come on. Boy, you people are so goddamn wicked in your thinking. You wretched souls. You're so wretched. God have mercy on your wretched souls. Oh, wretched man. And I've done that for you. The Apostle Paul was so screwed up. Because God sent a messenger from Satan. You ain't saved. You're not an apostle. You ain't doing right. Look at your life. Look how you kill Christians. Look how you put them in jail. How can you be a chosen vessel? You boast about being an apostle. You tell people that God reveals things to you that was hid from Moses. You folks still don't get it. Paul said there were things that were revealed to him. Revealed. 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 Every one of the things that was in the apostles, Paul revealed. God revealed to Paul. He knew every one of them. Revealed. 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 How do you think I know you?
Revealed.
How does God know you? Revealed. Eyes have not seen.
Amen.
Who can see your iniquity?
God.
Who can see your corruption?
God.
Who can see your self-will?
God. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Then you sit there and say, well, what about you? And you think, I don't know. You're a fool. You're just plain old fool. Oh, foolish, overcomers.
Amen.
Who have bewitched you that you should not obey? For we overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
By the word of our testimony. The testimony of Jesus Christ. And we're being ostracized because we have the testimony of Jesus who said he's coming again. Wow! What a fellowship!
What a joy!
Hold it! Hold it. What a fellowship. What a
joy.
And the joy of the Lord
is our strength.
Yes. Woo! And if you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let the Holy Ghost come inside and he'll set your field on fire. Somebody ought to shout. Since Ronald Reagan has fulfilled the capacity of a man of sin.
Amen.
Mr. Reagan started this revelation when he chose to go with the Vatican. He opened up diplomatic. Don't you know the problem we have with diplomatic today? They're very diplomatic, aren't they? Diplomats.
Right.
See what our number one diplomat did the other day? You know what he done, huh? He was over Jerusalem. And he made his speech at the Republican convention from Jerusalem. Against law. Not allowed to do that. Mr. Trump moved his inauguration to the White House. Lit it up with fireworks. Not allowed to do that. That's political. He should not be running as the president. He'd be running as somebody who wants to be renewed as the president. He's breaking the law every time he turns around. And the law he's breaking is the law of truth. He can't speak truth. I remember a man backing me up against the wall in Binghamton, New York. Slammed me right against the wall. That was when I started to talk about me being the last day's prophet. And he said to me, why don't you tell us who the Antichrist is? Now he's actually telling me that he believes that I'm the man that's going to have the revelation of who the man of sin is. Brother, what's his name out there in California? He sat right in the dining hall. Once I had that look. Of course, he got a wife now. He got a wife because I got in the way of other guys who were trying to get her. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Will you get him out, God? I'm really getting weary with this. So am I, he says. I'm weary with repenting. He's got me repenting all the time, and I'm weary with it. And doesn't he move you, folk? All God did when he drew you here was bring you to a place of repentance.
Thank you, Father.
And he's drawing you back here. He's bringing you to a place of repentance. And the Son of Man says, I give them space. I give them space. I let you through the door. Why, we don't have God take this woman away before Jesus comes. She won't be ready. Gotta take her. Gotta just take her. Old lady like you ought to look forward to dying. Oh, she's not going to run her mouth. She don't talk up at your house. Sure don't talk back to you. No, you don't do that, do you? Do you? Do you? Kiss of death. Well, if I can get her to die while she's coming here. Where'd you bury see that?
Right there on the
property.
Huh? Right there on the property.
Make a place for her. And maybe one for you. She's not going to be buried over here. Uh-huh. We're not putting nobody else out there that don't belong there. Daisy, if Daisy died, I wouldn't bury her over here. If Chris died, 40 years, my friend, he's not going to be buried over here. You hear me, Chris? God, mock me again, smart aleck. Good wise guys, thrust your marine shoulders around. I'm still in charge.
Amen.
That's why folk want to remove me out. How'd you get in here? You're not going to look at me and answer me? Oh, see, not sitting right there, not paying no attention to me. See, sitting right in front of me. Who, me? Yeah. How'd you get here? Sure did. And when you went out, I could have shut the door, but I didn't. Kept it open. That's why when I got that call the other night, I said, oh, no, she's not going to do that again. Because that call was a very sad call. How many times you call the Lord, it's a sad call. Truth faileth, and he that parteth from evil maketh himself a prey. He gives the devil all kind of apprehension. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him, that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore the arm brought salvation unto him. And his righteousness, his, sustained him. For he put on the righteousness as a breastplate, and the helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was glad with zeal as a cloak. The zeal of the Lord, he said, has eaten me up. Hallelujah. We're going to make things right by getting rid of everything that's wrong. Going to make speedy riddance of it. Hallelujah. Somebody. Hallelujah. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the islands he will repay recompense. Yes. For so shall they fear the name of the Lord.
Amen.
From the west.
Yes.
And his glory from the rising of the sun.
Yes.
And when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of God shall lift up a standard against him.
Yes.
And the redeemed shall come to Zion.
Yes.
And not to them that turn from transgressions in Jacob, saith the Lord. And as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my word which I have put in thy mouth, they shall not depart out of thy mouth. Not out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Let no man deceive you. Now I'd like to ask you a simple question. If you was in my position and you read that, what would you do with it? Well, you are. He's talking to you. He's talking to me. Let no man deceive you. What about your old man? What about your own man? Huh? By any means. You better examine yourself. Because when you're done passing your exams, you got to take it to the teacher.
Amen.
And then you're going to check your exam papers.
Amen.
Click.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
The man of sin be revealed.
Amen.
Now that has to do with the general one and everyone. The man of sin. Your old man, your iniquity is the man of sin.
Amen.
And only he who not let it will let. See his old man of sin jump out at me the other day? See Larry jump out at me last week? Who would have thought that kind of rebellion was in him or him? Do you want me to point out somebody else? Who opposeth and exalteth himself, lovers of their own self.
Amen.
See, the one we're in is the one of Job. And I've done it with you many times. What was Job's final declaration? What was his final declaration? Why the hell won't you folk respond?
I abhor myself.
What did he say before that?
No thought is withholden from you.
You wicked people, you just will not concede, will you? All Job wanted to do was complain about the terrible things. And he knew it wasn't the devil, he knew it was God.
Right.
So he said, I want to talk to God about this. You know what you're doing, God? Do you know what you're doing, prophet, when you talk to me like that? When I tell you guys you're not in charge, I'm in charge.
Amen.
That means I'm over you.
Amen.
And if I get there, you'll get there. So I got to check myself every day to make sure I'm on the right path. So you can follow me as I follow Christ. Nothing seems to move you people, does it? I wonder if I just move these two over here and put them both in one little shack. Oh, yeah. Until I do it. Move your sister, Regina. She got an extra room down here. You wouldn't do that, would you? I just might. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to get this place filled, that means I got to get that room filled. Move in with Dennis. Dennis got a couple of bedrooms over there, empty. Which one are you sleeping in now? Rachel's old room. Boy, what we did make a place for Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
All on my orders. I see you, boy, and God sees you too. I'm not going to pray for your good boy. You keep bringing that woman around, messing up your relationship God gave you. And I'm not going to put it all on you either. That stupid Rachel. Stupid. Or she found you down there and she found you over there and you found her. What's wrong with you people? I could tell you one night when Rachel would slip out of that house and go down there. I could tell you when he would slip out of this house and go over there too.
Amen.
Ended up marrying both. He ended up marrying them both. He don't know what he's doing. Do you know what you're doing? Your doings are not ordained of God. Do I know what I'm doing? Absolutely. I'm not tempting God. I know about that too. You wicked people. This is a wicked generation. I'm telling you. Well, let's talk about Jesus. I wonder where he's at. You don't think Jesus was just? Was he just or wasn't he? Father, let this cup pass from me. Father! We're God. You're God. I'm God. We don't have to do this. All power's in my hand. I got power to save men.
Jesus.
Put up your sword, Peter.
Amen.
Why are you folk doing this to me again this morning? Why? What? Tell me why you sit there. He pled with the disciples. Stay awake.
Yes. Amen.
You need to watch me.
Yes.
You ain't going to like what you see. You're going to see me learn obedience. And he became obedient unto death. Even. That's my end. They will come and get me one day. It will probably be an invitation to join them. They promised. We'll get back to you. Right now we can't control you. So we're going to put you in situations that we'll be in control of. And we'll use them circumstances to control you.
Hallelujah.
They didn't gag my mouth though, did they?
No.
And I'm making sure my foot's not removed. Woo! That was given out to a message of Satan who was sent to buffet me to remind me. I can't tell many times, say, Lord, if you just move that thing off my foot, I won't go nowhere. Well, I got to make sure. What's wrong with you people? Why are you so blind to the truth? I fuss at God all the time because he won't let me die. Man, when I'm hurting and my heart's beating and my head's going around, and the boy, sure would be easy to die. Good time right now. But I got a ghost on me. A spirit.
Hallelujah.
A ghost.
Glory. Yes.
Jesus gave up the ghost.
Yes, he did.
He couldn't die until he gave up the ghost.
Yes.
What ghost was it? Why, I came to the world to save people. I can't save by dying. Wait a minute. That's the only way I'm going to save him. Yeah. By dying. So he gave up the ghost. Lord have mercy. Somebody. Somebody please.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Bless
you. Tell you again. Not many. You don't want to be, have any part to do with the many. For many will follow their... Can people follow you? Don't you follow a man? Yeah. That was a woman, another woman, telling her not to follow a man. I didn't know that! Oh, come on, that woman's been here. That's the woman that got me up to where I was.
That's right.
Yeah. I really upset her. Yeah, she went up to Sturgis, and she rented the city auditorium. Sturgis. Boy, you people are something. I see no real look in your eyes to want to hear this story. And yet, if I ask you, you don't remember it? Her husband would be in the circus. He's too busy taking care of the swine. You're one of the biggest pig farms. Big farms in Sturgis. How you take care of your pigs? Pigs in the parlor? Never read that book? What had to do with? Huh? Had to do with evil spirits. Too many pigs in the parlor. Too many evil thoughts. See how you missed it, boy? What do you think? It had to do with demon spirits. Pigs in the parlor. And they went into the pigs. Or swine. You better stop your ointing. Oint, oint, oint. Shall we go into the swine? High class name for pigs. Yeah. Swine are pigs.
Yes.
Pigs wallow in the mud.
Yes.
They use their nose and they dig up everything.
Yes.
They like to root up things.
Yes.
You like to root up some things? Well, root out then.
Yes.
You won't buzz, will you? So you think you know everything as I start talking, huh? I know nothing at all. There's nothing more base nature than a pig nature. You can clean it up, put a rub in his tail, scrub it real good, turn him loose, right back to root.
Amen.
You shouldn't do that. You got a new nature. You don't have to root. We got the root. We are the root. Some good old-fashioned root beer. Birch beer.
Hallelujah.
Who them root?
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen.
Well, brother, brother's there nothing. Go back to Sturgis. I went there. First night, the place was pretty well filled up. And I took issue. I said, what am I doing here? Because this sister rented it. I said, we're not going back here no more. And I moved right down the street to a little mission. You folks are sitting at that damn look on your face again. My God. Why should I tell you? Because one story goes to the next. I went down to a little mission, a little storefront mission in Sturgis. The very first service. Oh, our folk hate when I tell these stories. You know, I told you several times.
Thank you, Lord.
The very first service, the Lord told me that somebody would give me $1,000 before I got there. And before I ever said anything, I told him that. Were you there?
Yeah.
You remember when I said that?
Yes.
Were you in that sermon, the little mission?
Yes, and I knew she had it. Her eyes got big. She already knew. I mean, I already knew before you said it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, my people are being destroyed for lack of knowledge about what God's doing because they reject it.
Oh, yes, Lord.
My thank God it wouldn't be so bad if that last line wasn't there. But they reject knowledge. Growing grace and in the knowledge. What's God doing? Knowledge, knowledge, knowledge.
Yes, Lord.
I tell you what he's doing, you dummies. He's saving you. And he's got to save you from yourself. I stepped in that little mission, stood up, and I said, God told me that somebody's going to give me $1,000 today. And before I got it out of my mouth, you remember who it was?
Sherlisa.
Who?
It was the christener's youngest daughter, and she'd been struggling. It was a pig farmer's
the one that told daughter. You shouldn't come here? Her daughter?
Yes.
She was struggling with what?
With whether she should give it or not. She had the money with her, but then she was being... She was challenged.
Yeah, you got to look at them because...
She was challenged.
And you know, they still don't understand them.
And when he spoke it, she confirmed it. Yes.
Go, go, go.
Mighty move
of God. See, we told the story again, and there you sit. Shame on you.
Amen.
Shame on you. You folk think you're going to come and add anything to this preacher. Anything at all. You're not going to add, and you're not going to take it away.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Kind of praising, ain't I? Sitting in that same meeting were three young men. There are the young men that put the fence around over there when I was over in the Soviet Union. They got mad at me when they left here because I was telling them they were not going the right way. But they knew. One of them was pretty ordained of God. He was the leader of all three of them. God, after I heard from him, he went and got married when I told him not to. One went to South America when I said no. Because they came to me saying, what is the will of God? And I said, well, not what you're doing. So they finally got angry with me. So they're back up there in Sturgis meeting, sitting in the back. What was that first guy's name? Mark. Name was Mark. Fine young man. Go! That spirit is coming out of you again and just confronting me. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know you did it like that. I didn't know. It's remarkable if I go with the story, if I continue on. Now they're sitting in the back of the meeting in Sturgis. The woman gives me $1,000. Then Mark jumps up and gives me $100. After pulling away from me, doing his own duty. You folks don't like it, do you?
Hallelujah.
There's no more reason for you to even live in that house, Robert. None at all.
Oh, bless you.
His wife divorced him. All he has is visitation rights to his little old children. And of course, you can't blame it all on him because she does her best to put that little girl in public school where she don't have to. She really don't have to. No, she don't. Poor little Charity. They're teaching how to do everything except serve the Lord. See, we're something else. They fuss about Robert because he had the woman. And then the one he picks is, he don't know how to pick. James Don gave me $100. I said, what are you doing here? Because he got mad at me from here. I told him what they should do. Has anybody been here that I've never told you what you should do? Do I say what to do?
Yes.
What I say to do?
Right. Do what's right.
What do I say to do?
Right. Do what's right.
Well, you tell us to follow you. That's right.
Yes.
Well, we see what you're doing. Good. Now, do you see what he's doing?
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Do you see what God's doing with you?
Yes.
He's going to save you from your sin.
Yes.
Not somebody else's sin. Yours.
Yes.
Your iniquity.
Yes.
I can't save you from the iniquity.
No. Thank you, God.
Only Jesus can save.
Yes.
And your sins?
Yes.
And your iniquity?
Yes.
Will I remember?
Yes.
No more. Wow. Why can't you get along with me? Because you won't forget their iniquity.
No more.
Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
I tried to tell him I was going to answer the Waldorf Fire Department. The young man said to me, he says, I got a mission down in Sturgis, or down in the Grand Rapids, down the Bowery. So would you like to come preach for us? Sure. I'm a preacher, bless God. I preach in jails and prisons and honky-tonks and from the pits of hell to the... So I went down there and... Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you listening? The second night, a bunch of these young men, because they had a bunch of young men on there. And they all come running to me, and they were sort of troubled. You keep telling us you're a prophet. There's a man over there that says you're not a prophet. There's a man over there that says there are no prophets. I said, so you come in and talk to you like that. I said, bring them to me. Jim, you people, are you going to change the way you listen to me this morning? Are you going to do something about it? If you don't hear me, well, I know you're going to talk about this thing. Of all things.
Amen.
We'll talk about you.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
This is about the meek with salvation.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So learn meekness.
Yes.
Learn meekness.
Yes.
You're too haughty. You're too arrogant. So they brought a man to me. It was Mark's father, who was a president, a vice president of a bank in Sturgis. Grand Rapids. You hear me?
Amen.
And if you don't hear me, even on this, you're going to be cut off from revelations, from understanding, from knowing the will of God. You're going to be cut off, because those are things that are reserved for God's people. And then they know Him. Oh, that I might know Him. There's a man back there saying there's no prophets. I said, where's he at? So you go get him. It's Mark's father. I said, you tell me people there's no prophets. He's Roman Catholic. Yeah, I said, you're not a prophet because there are no prophets. I said, don't say it again. You better stop what you're saying, folk, about me. I'm the last day prophet.
Amen.
If you're going to say something about me, say that.
Amen.
He is God. He is Lord. You want to say something about God? Say that. That's your brother. That's your sister. You want to say something? That's my brother. That's my sister. Boy, you folk, you're so near to the kingdom, and yet so far away. I said, don't say that again. I said, if you do, it's going to cost you your job. So you got smart. So there's no profit. If you say it again, it's going to cost you your life.
Yes.
And he did it again. Well, I wasn't home a month. I lost his job right away. And it wasn't long after that, he lost his life.
Amen.
I still remember when I got home, I was sort of concerned about what I said, so I went to call and talk to Mark, because Mark was the one I was dealing with. Mark, when he told me his father had lost his job, but he also knew the next thing I said. You can lose your life. You keep following me, you're going to lose your life. Your life is not out there in the world. Your life is here with Christ and God. Some of you folk don't get smart like Mark did. See, he called me and told me his father lost his job, but he wouldn't tell me about his father being sick. So one day I'm sitting in that little trailer right over there. That's my office trailer for a while. Let me see. I just kind of quit. Yeah, I'm 30 minutes past my time.
Preach, but preach on.
One or two.
Yes.
Rest are all bored.
Preach.
Yes, Lord.
Preach on.
So I called his house to talk to Mark. His mother answered the phone. I want to talk to Mark, please. Brother Stairs, he knew me. Said he's not here. I said, you know where he's at? Yeah, it's the hospital. His dad was dying. He died. Again, what had happened was, when I went back to Sturgis, I went back to Grand Rapids the second time, and he had all the young men, and his father spoke to me like that. Again, I took him aside, him and I think there was four of them, because they had a little ministry. Just like Mark did when he came from here. Mark had a ministry of Holy Remnant. Oh, my God. Holy Remnant.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, Mark or Alan. Yeah. What kind of ministry did you have when you came here? Weren't you ministering to yourself quite often? No?
Yeah.
To save yourself from yourself, you kept ministering to yourself. Truth, Lord. Truth, Lord. Truth, Lord. You know, if you put all these young men here with me, you would choose them over me because they were nice guys. I've never been a nice guy. Never. I've always been ornery. I have no desire to be a nice guy. Hey, guy. I'm not a guy. Hey, you guys. Boy, that makes me so mad. You got these little preachers who go up there on these YouTubes or red tubes, what do you call them? And I say, you guys, I'm here with you guys today. I say, what the hell are you doing talking to God people? You guys. You're not you guys, you know. What an insult. Hey, you guys. Why in the world aren't you backing me up on that? You're not a bunch of guys. See, I get mad when I just get angry at them. They're calling the phone. You got, who the hell are you calling guy? Hey, Ralph. I got done with that service. All those young men said, can we talk to you again? So I went the next day to their home. They wanted me to tell them what they should do each individually. I told them to stop making their plans. One was going to go be a missionary to South America. Isn't that something? Connie, and it's amazing to me how people can make judgments on somebody else when they're doing the very damn same thing. If you're doing your own, living your own life with your own family in your own way, you're not doing the right thing. Love seeks not its own. Mark ended up going to get a wife. He should never have gotten a wife. Should never. Not in the hour God called him. Last I heard, how long ago that been? He's over here, 4 or 5 children. That's another thing. That's when I started with no marriage, no children. I can't do away with woe be unto them. These are the days.
Hallelujah.
You have children in these days, God's going to use them to take vengeance on you. But you won't obey the gospel. The good news came out of my mouth. No wife, no children, own nothing, no debt, no sin, no love for the world. No, no, no. I wouldn't have preached that 40 years ago, but as time progressed, no going back to Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Not that one.
No.
Not that one.
Amen.
And I, John, by revelation, till I saw new Jerusalem. To hell with the old one. To hell with Jerusalem. It's going to be turned into fire. It's going to get burned again. And that wall is coming down. Why'd you vote it? Woe is me. I just don't see things like that. What a miracle of this great world of sinful people, and you the most sinful there was. But he saved you. You know, and Teresa, when she had a divorce, they offered me to contest it. They wanted me to sign a piece of paper. I said, no, I have nothing to do with it. The judge gives it a divorce, fine by me, but I'm not going to give her one.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to give you your place back. I ain't going to do it. And I won't keep you if you let me. You know, God will save you if you let him.
Thank you, Lord.
He's able to save.
Yes.
Have you ever been to the uttermost?
Oh,
wow. Where is that? Where's the uttermost? Well, come on, all you naughty fellas.
Above and beyond.
Oh, pretty good. You sure don't talk like no nigger to me. Above
and beyond.
And beyond.
Amen.
Beyond all we can imagine.
Hallelujah.
Above all we can think.
Yes.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Wow. Hallelujah.
I've been there.
Amen. Yes.
I got a glimpse of it.
Yes.
And I can't find words to tell you. Oh, I can sing a song. It will
be worth it all.
Shall we stand? Oh, I want to see
him, the
Lord on his
face. Yes, Lord.
Then sing forever.
one more time. Look at my face.
Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
See, y'all forgot it.
Thank you.
Look at my face. I was angry. Angry with them, angry with me.
Hallelujah.
Any kind of wickedness shows out, you're angry. I want to see him when he's not angry.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, it's the joy of the Lord. He's going to be so happy to see me. Now the joy of the Lord is my strength. When he sees you and me, wow, he got joy. Real joy. Wonderful joy. Somebody. Somewhere. I didn't get close to what I wanted to talk about because you see, we're on the verge of the... Oh, my God, I read these scriptures. Who opposed it and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worship.
Hallelujah.
So that he, as God,
my Lord,
sitteth. Now you're all looking at me and you don't know what that means. Has the Antichrist spirit gotten your temple?
Hallelujah.
Little children, you know it's the last time.
Yes.
And Antichrist must come even now. And when the sons of God come together, he's there.
Yes.
He's right here.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I'm talking to the devil right now.
Right.
He is here.
Yes.
He's here right now.
Yes.
Knocking on your door.
Right.
Speaking in your ear.
Right.
Talking to your will.
Yes.
He perverts judgment. Kind of smart, ain't he? How does Satan seduce Eve as a man? You think he appears and says, I'm Satan? So he had a pitchfork in his hand and a bunch of horns? He was a good looking man. And even today when God turned him into a snake, why they people tell there's no beauty like the beauty of a snake. These snakes are beautiful, nice colors. Here they are. Saw a picture of a woman the other day. She had a great big old snake and she was hugging it like a man. Oh, knock that damn stuff off. I say something to say. Just say one bit of truth to you folk in your... Knock it off.
Amen.
You either knock it off or it's going to knock you off. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, the wall of righteousness. And Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the angels and all the might of God could not make Satan fit for the kingdom anymore. So God had to create heaven and earth. And in the earth, he created hell, still burning. And so he created hell for Satan and his angel, and heaven for his holy angel. Holy! Holy! Not you, him. He's holy! He is holy! Yes. You'll be saved, boy.
Hallelujah.
I promise you that. Hope my word has some meaning. The only one that ever came here in a time of my lowest part.
Hallelujah.
And the first question I said to him, what do you want here? He mocked me again, huh? He had a nice looking woman standing next to him. She was pretty. Oh, Brother Timothy, back there, he held me to my word.
Amen.
I rode my bicycle up to see you. See, I'm holding God to his word.
Amen.
He promised to save you and me.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
So when I see you doing things that's going to interfere with God saving you, I'm going to get on that. I'm going to get on my bicycle and go riding.
Yeah.
But still, you keep riding me, I'm going to keep on riding y'all.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Glory.
We're amazing, aren't we? Your father wasn't fat when he died. Paul, your father wasn't fat when he died. He wanted to tell me how fat his father was. You see, God gets rid of a lot of fat when people die. I want Sister Margaret to go boom like that. I want Sister Brute. He's going to get rid of that fat. Because no fat people. And your dad's in the kingdom. Or in the vestibule. And he'll fit right through the door. And we laid aside every weight. Even you young people, weighed him down. He just laid you aside. Yeah. Yeah, he was concerned about you guys. Yeah, he was. You married who you want to marry, move where you want to move, so successful.
Praise the Lord.
Went away from one of the most finest farm homesteads. Yes, sir. You're going to both all live right there. She did. Why, if you could let that homestead, you might have got yourself a husband, even as ugly as you are. You don't think men marry ugly women? Why, when a man falls in love with a woman, she was ugly as a mother, but to him, she's beautiful. He sees some beauty in that, doesn't he? Why'd y'all say, come on. Come on. Come on. You wouldn't willingly marry somebody's ugly, would you?
No.
So you're going to make them beautiful.
Right.
That's with the Lord. Something beautiful.
Hallelujah.
He's going to marry y'all.
Yes.
He's going to marry nobody ugly.
Hallelujah.
Go get rid of your fat.
Yes.
Just like my sisters. There'll be no monthly period.
Because
we won't need that blood no more. You're going to be clean. Woo! All that smelly stuff. Well, I want to go over there.
When he calls my number.
I'm for real? Really?
Yeah.
I really want to go there. Really?
Yeah.
I can tell you over and over again about people that I've dealt with, and I would tell them, don't do this. Don't do that. I remember I told you, stop rebelling. Stop trying to please yourself. Because even Christ... Even Christ, he pleased the Father.
Amen.
He submitted to being beaten.
Hallelujah.
For the joy that was set before him, he submitted.
Yes.
Spit in his face. Ah, oh, come on. Yeah. Let me try that one. Give me a big old cloud of spit, Lord. You like when I spit in your face? Oh, you say you're a king, huh?
Yes.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Now let's put a crown on his head. There you are. Hello, King.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Truth, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless you.
Did you really do that, Lord?
Thank you, Jesus.
You really stood by and let him do it?
Thank you, Jesus!
Yeah, why?
Thank you, Lord.
And the Father's will.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
It pleased.
Thank you.
Without faith, it's impossible to
yes,
please.
Lord.
But it pleased
the Father.
I want you to die in faith, son.
Amen.
I do want you to die,
Hallelujah.
But you died in the faith.
Hallelujah.
You died in the faith.
Thank you.
He said, Father, into thy hands, I believe you're going to raise me from the dead.
Yes.
I believe the time has come.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord should come again.
Where are they? Where's the little girl? He thought, huh? Where are the bruises? Fell on their face, throwing the dirt on their head after the third time they tried to leave. Where are they? Where are you, Christopher? Where are you, Stan? When you start to come back to me, you start to miss the folk down by the river.
Hallelujah.
And I should leave them alone.
Amen.
I did.
Sure.
We're not going to save them.
Yep. Not at all.
Yep. If God don't intend to save somebody, I'm not going to try to save them.
Don't care.
The only way God can save you is kill you.
That's right.
Lord, unless you're alive, you're going to trust in the doctors and trust in your flesh. And then you get mad at somebody, but you? Old ladies don't get angry, do they? You ever get angry at him? Oh, he can't hear me, huh?
Yeah.
You ever get angry at him?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
For what? The man took you in?
Yeah.
If you can't pay your bills, he'll pay him?
Yeah.
You want to gripe, he hears it? You'll be eternally grateful.
So
and then bring you over here.
Amen.
And I treat you like this?
That's right.
I like to hear a little phrase out of you. I was young, and I got old. Are you old? So you keep acting like you're young? You ever have a man? Where's he at? Did you ever have a man?
Man.
Did you ever have a man?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Albert.
Huh? Did you love him? Did he love you? Did he love you?
Yeah.
Where's he at?
Please.
God got him away from you, didn't he?
Praise the Lord.
I don't hear your husband looking for you.
No.
He's glad you're gone.
Yeah.
I can understand why, too.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, boy. And you got all the refinery.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Baltimore. I believe your wife loved me more than she did you. I can tell you, the woman just had love.
Yes,
and it was directed towards me.
Yes.
Just like Sister Connolly.
Yes.
Sister Connolly and I, we never embraced. We never got alone. But I could just tell she loved me.
Amen.
And I could also tell he didn't. That's what got me in trouble with him. Because I would tell Sister and Sister Johnson, I said, he loved me.
Mm-hmm.
And she snapped up her mouth at me. Yeah, oh, Dennis loves you. Yeah. Well, he loved me.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of weird, but he loved me. He's a weird lover.
Truth, Lord.
the other guy that came with you would look like he's the one loved me more than you did, but he left me. See, he don't leave me.
No.
He don't leave her.
No.
No, he don't leave his children.
No.
But he's a man of love.
Yes.
He won't leave you.
Amen.
He won't leave God.
Amen.
Lord. Lord. Why would we want to do that?
Right.
Jesus said, will you also leave me?
Yes.
How come you folks don't understand spiritual language? I learned to do that since that scripture, because sometimes my breathing don't go so well, and then when it does, I feel the pressure because it's not getting enough oxygen. So, as a heart panda, needs a drink of water. Run through a fire. For you people are so carnal that nothing spiritual excites you. My God, it's hard. Lord bless you. Go in peace. And may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest with you all.
Goat. Can you believe that?